The government of Barbados is pressing ahead with its plans for the implementation of people's assemblies. And as it does so, questions are coming to the fore as to how best the country can go about establishing them on a platform of transparency and accountability. Some of these questions were raised in a virtual forum last night, hosted by the Thorne Commission on Local Governance. Crystal Howell shared some of the concerns raised.
So we have persons that are agreeing that they want to make sure that the people's assemblies have the necessary teeth to effect the changes as required, which is something that came up in some other town halls where persons were concerned that you call water authority because there's a burst pipe and it takes weeks, sometimes months, to be able to get anything actioned, or you have to embarrass them by going on social media and it going viral, or you have to call somebody that you know. So there was concern expressed as to how we were going to make sure that the people's assemblies, those members, that their concerns were going to be properly adhered to. There was another suggestion that rather than to rely on government to fund, why can we not fund ourselves? And I know we did discuss this as well, and I hope that that question was answered, that government is currently tasked with COVID-19. If this is our community, why not come together and be involved and even put in our own 25 cents? And there was another suggestion where persons would, in terms of the idea of it being a doorway for corruption, having donations from communities, that was also expressed as a concern. And someone made the suggestion that they would prefer if the financial donations were made towards a project and not necessarily the people's assemblies. And I'm guessing this is similar to what was suggested with the tablets, where rather than the government receiving a donation, that particular project or drive was what was receiving the donations. So it gave a bit more transparency in that process. But as an auditor, I do also heavily advise that there should be controls put in place to make sure you prevent any corruption. Because once it gets to the point of the Auditor General's report, the damage has already been done and he's trying to get things corrected after the fact. If we can put controls in place to make sure that any financing that comes to the commission for any projects or anything has proper controls and transparency, then I think we will be able to avoid ever ending up in one of his reports. We also have Sandy Walcott saying that she concurs and that proper management systems should be in place to effectively manage the project. We have, I'm not sure how to pronounce this Facebook name, but he's saying it's an interesting session and he's glad that these forums are being made available. He's curious about what the real purpose of this local group is. He wonders if a number of the examples cited, such as garbage, water, transport, road repairs, wouldn't be better managed as part of a longer-term central national plan. It sounds like additional layers of red tape to slow the implementation of real beneficial action that benefit the constituents. What I'm even more worried about is the allocation of funds. So that seems to be a general fear that persons have, and understandably so. We have had obviously a history of funds being misallocated in Barbados or spent poorly or wasted. So it's understandable that persons will have this concern. They have another sentence, but I'm asking for clarification where that one is concerned, and hopefully they will provide that soon. And yes, in terms of local elections, the persons who will be sitting on these assemblies will be elected by members of the community. That's why we're emphasizing that persons will submit their community profiles so that the persons in the community who have to vote for them will be able to see what their credentials are.
Auditor Crystal Howell, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.